Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're going to talk about Relay for Life, and we're going to visit with Denise Coder and Julie Anderson about that. Let's start with you, Denise. You've been involved for a lot of years. I think we need to be reminded when the Relay for Life is and where it is.
Well, fortunately, it's been at the same location ever since we've started, so it continues to be at the Atlantic High School track. This year, it's on Friday, June 21st. You'll note a little earlier start time than usual. We usually publicize the start time as 6 p.m., and this year, we're going to start it at 5:30, and that has to do with just some of the activities that we're going to be doing that evening.
And so, you know, it may seem a little early, Julie, to be starting in this June 21st. But on the other hand, some teams work all year long. So this isn't a new date for them at all.
No, this is a celebration we try to have every year. So we're still trying to gather some more teams. And we just would love the community to come together and get their teams together like they have in the past. And those that are standing, we want to thank them for joining. But there is a little bit of difference this year, so it'll be exciting and something new for everyone.
That's good. You know, sometimes change comes along and people go, oh, I don't like change. But I think this your group has really worked on some things that you hope will be very positive, the kinds of changes that people will look forward to. So let's talk first about, we're going to really talk about teams mostly. So, Julie, when do the teams get together?
Okay, so we would like everyone to meet on the east side of the high school at 5:30. And the purpose of that is just kind of to get the teams together and round it up and kind of establish what's going to happen that evening. And we just want to have a good support for those who are survivors. And then we're going to proceed to move on in a little bit different fashion. So just the early start time would be great. And just the follow through with the teams would be phenomenal.
Now, we've jumped ahead with what's going on June 21st, but I should maybe back up. Usually, you've had a team captain's meeting, and I understand you haven't done that this year.
Right. Because of all the changes, we decided it would be probably better to work with our teams or those interested in having teams on more of a one-on-one basis to kind of give them some personal attention about what's going to be happening. So to our existing teams, you could expect that either Julie or I will be contacting you here in the very short future, those who've registered on the Relay for Life website. If you're interested in having a team, we would just have you reach out to either Julie or I, and we could get you started, and we'll be having personal conversation with you as well. So you're right, no big team captain's meeting. We felt like it would be more efficient and effective to do this in a more personal approach.
And there is a Facebook page if people go, you know, maybe there's somebody new in town and somebody's going, I don't know what you're even talking about. Maybe Facebook is a place to start.
Yeah, you just go to Facebook and search for Cass County Relay, and you'll find our Facebook page. You'll have, for example, if you wanted to purchase a pennant in memory or honor of someone, that form is there. Some of the handouts that we have related to the events of the evening and that kind of thing are there. Some of our teams have fundraising events that are happening, and those are all posted there. We've got one really unique one going on right now, Scratch Cupcake fundraiser sales going on right now. So if you're interested in purchasing Scratch Cupcakes, get on that Facebook page and check that out.
Okay. Now, Julie has told us when the teams are going to gather and that there's going to be something new. I think, Denise, you're going to tell us what happens next.
Right. So after we have the teams gathered on the east side of the field, at around 6 p.m., we're going to have our teams enter the building where the survivors are having their meal, and we'll do what we're calling the parade of teams and sponsors. And so we're actually going to take our teams and our sponsors that are with us and walk into the building and walk around the commons as we introduce them, so the survivors know who's been working in support of them, and really kind of at that point getting our teams and our sponsors and our survivors all in one place to celebrate that survivorship.
Okay, so that really is a new feature, and I think it, you know, survivors, when they walked around the track, noticed that there are some supporters out there, but now this is going to be a little more up close and personal. Julie, tell us a little bit more about the pennant ceremony.
So the pennant ceremony is kind of interesting. It's a very neat concept. This year, instead of a smaller flag, we're going to do a larger pennant, and it's going to represent why these teams gather together and what their purpose is for being on a team and who they're representing or what is their reach out for the Relay for Life. And also then when they line up and go around the high school, we'll have some very outstanding high schoolers that have stepped up and volunteered to help them out to the field, and we'll have them line the field and they'll have their pennants, and it's going to be a larger appearance, a larger a visual aid, if you would say. So it's going to be more poster-like. And so this is very exciting for us because once we get them around the high school, we'll have them on the track in support of those survivors. And so this is a really neat new feature we're trying to.
And this really takes the place of the luminaries, which were always had to be after dark, and sometimes the wind blew them out and all those kinds of things.
Yes. And then you used to purchase the luminaries. And one thing we want to stress is if you don't have a resource to get these pennants made, that go ahead and go on the Facebook page or call and contact Denise or I here at the hospital. And we would love to get you set up with making one and just fill you in if you are not understanding the purpose or the point, but we really encourage you to tell us your story on that board.
Okay, interesting concept. Now, Denise, because we're really zeroing in today on the teams, we really haven't mentioned, but I think we need to talk about the survivors, and they're still going to be invited to a dinner, and can you give us a little more about that?
Right. So like in the past, our survivors have had their dinner where they go into the commons area with their, they get to choose a significant other that they like to bring with them. They have a great meal that's donated all by Hy-Vee. We're just so blessed to have Hy-Vee sponsorship in that every year. So they'll have their meal. They'll have a short program. We really, again, it's a celebration that they're with us and that they've survived cancer, whether it be for one day or 100,000 days.
Yeah, I was a surprising number of years. I'm always kind of shocked about the number of years.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And, you know, you and I were visiting before about how, you know, Relay for Life has always been about survivors, but it is also about fundraising. And we are very grateful for the sponsorships, for the teams that do the fundraising, the people that purchase their pennants. All of those contributions have really helped on a nationwide level see what we've seen in those survivorship rates going up. And that's what it's all about. That's why we have the survivors that we do.
Mm-hmm. So, Julie, you're a little newer to this whole Relay for Life as compared to Denise.
Yes.
So is there a particular reason why you said, I think I'd really like to be involved with Relay for Life event?
Yes. My personal story is that I have both my father-in-law and my mother-in-law passed away. I do not have in-laws to celebrate, and they did pass away of cancer. And then also my grandmother had a double mastectomy. She was a five-year survivor with my father-in-law. They were very close friends when this happened. And she went 11 years with not being diagnosed. And so when she came to that, all of us grandchildren were really touched and moved and wanted everyone to be aware that, you know, there are measures out there. And so there are people out there that support you. And that's my story, is I have met a lot of people, and I have a very close friend who has a child with cancer. So I was involved in some other realms on some other teams before, and I'm just really excited to be at the core of this and be able to support directly on the Cass County Relay for Life.
Julie, you have a number of people you've mentioned, but I think everybody knows somebody, maybe not quite as close as the family members, but everybody knows somebody who has some way been touched by cancer. We've kind of gone through the evening a little bit, but we need to wrap up at kind of after all the pennant ceremony and so on. What's the last thing for the evening, Denise?
This is something new. We're providing a tailgate celebration for anybody that wants to come out. Again, you don't have to be on a team. You don't have to be a sponsor. You don't have to be a survivor. We'd love to have lots of the community come out. The tailgate's just really that celebration where we have the survivors and the teams and the sponsors and community members all there to celebrate survivorship.
Okay. Good words there at the end, Denise. Celebrate survivorship. And if you have any questions, again, go to Facebook, Cass County Relay, and you'll find lots of information. But call Denise, call Julie. There are lots of people who could help. So thank you very much for visiting with us today, Denise Coder and Julie Anderson. And until next time, here's a thought from Dennis Waitley: what the mind dwells on, the body acts upon.